Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Winter arrives in force across the United States. Wichita police report more cars stolen while warming up unattended. Man shot during police chase in West Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Okay, we've got a traffic accident. This is northbound I-135 south of Hydraulic. So northbound I-135 south of Hydraulic. Three vehicles involved in this traffic accident. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Henry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Hey, becoming mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 39 degrees after yesterday's high of 22. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low is 17. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 38 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 21 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 10. Hatman Jack's wishes to thank their customers for a great holiday season. Go in now for a great end-of-the-year sale item while they last, including a large selection of caps and hats to keep you warm. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas in Delano at the Clock Tower. Well, as we come to the end of the year, let's take a look back at some of the major obituaries of the year. Fox's Hank Weinblum.
2017 in review.
Among the people who died in 2017, the founder of Playboy, Hugh Hefner.
Sex, was that dirty little secret.
Cult leader Charles Manson.
Do I look like I'm guilty about anything?
Gene Cernan, the last human to walk on the moon.
This is another body.
Roger Ailes, the founder of Fox News.
Our job is to be objective, to do fine journalism.
The super suave Roger Moore.
My name is Bond. James Bond.
The more homespun Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors.
Shazam.
Jerry Lewis.
Well,
sportscaster Dick Enberg.
Oh, the ball in Denver has recovered. Oh, my.
Mary Tyler Moore, who played a feminist hero.
Let me get this straight. The only reason he was paid more than I am is because he was a man.
Tom Petty. Rock and roll pioneers Chuck Berry.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
And Fats Domino. And Glenn Campbell.
Pretty good list. Not a complete list. Jad came up with a few more that were not on the list. Jad, who have you got on your list of people who have left us here in 2017?
Well, it was just a few weeks ago. We lost Della Reese. Yeah.
Great singer and actress.
Yeah. Country star Mel Tillis.
Mel Tillis.
Yeah. AC/DC's Malcolm Young. He no longer with us.
Okay.
Father of zombie movies, George Romero. Yeah, he's no longer with us. Also, Adam West.
Adam West. Now, there's one.
Yeah.
Should have been the A-list right there.
Yeah.
Batman.
Well, Ted.
Adam West.
Don Rickles.
Great Don Rickles.
One of Ted's favorites. So.
William Christopher. Of course, Father Mulcahy on MASH.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Paxton.
Wow.
Yeah. We lost Bill Paxton this year, so and of course Stephen First, Flounder,
Animal House,
Martin Landau too.
We do Martin Landau. We do have one of our salespeople is running up and down the hall, and I've never been introduced to the man, so I don't know what his name is, but I talk to him almost every day.
Yeah,
and he's growing a white beard, and he's got a little paunch, and looking for all the world like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So from now on, I dub him Chris. He will be known as Chris.
Gotcha.
Chris Kringle. Somebody ought to tell him.
You don't know him.
I don't know him. You know the guy?
Yeah.
You know the guy I'm talking about? You know his name?
Yeah.
Chris.
Chris
is, okay, yeah, Chris. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted taking a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. With time left to potentially still add to its order total for the year, Boeing has already easily surpassed the number of new net orders it amassed in 2016. According to the company's website, Boeing had logged 844 net orders for commercial aircraft through December 19th. The company booked 668 net orders in 2016, and that helps Boeing maintain a wide order lead for the year over rival Airbus, which reported 333 net orders at the end of November. Spirit Aviation and local contractors do a lot of work for Boeing. A $2.3 million project will add senior living capacity in Valley Center. Mennonite Housing has plans to expand the Sunflower Garden Senior Living Campus in the northeast part of the city with 28 independent living units. Accel Construction, LLC, was selected to build the residences. And Emprise Bank is moving forward with another component of a branch improvement plan. The organization's branch at 2323 South Hydraulic is slated for a remodel. Simpson Construction Services has pulled a commercial building permit valued at $200,000 for a tenant improvement at that location. Business Journal has been unable to reach bank leaders to comment about the project. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Steve McIntosh. All right, Ted, it's a cold one. We've just got a few days left in 2017, and thinking about the end of the year, we were just talking about the people who had passed away, but it's been an interesting year for Steve and Ted. In September, we did our 5,000th Steve and Ted morning show together.
Yep. Nice milestone.
We're now at 5063, and it got a little attention down at City Hall, went down to City Council, and they also talked with us about our Marconi Award, which we won this year. That's a big high point for 2017 for Steve and Ted.
Sure was.
Let's see what else. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters. We won the best newscast on radio in Kansas.
Yeah.
Their second year in a row. What else have we done?
I think we will look back fondly on 2017.
We had a pretty good year.
Treated us pretty well.
Pretty doggone good year. Yep. We stayed in good health. You and I and Jad basically worked every day that we're supposed to be here.
Well, I got knocked down by the flu in February.
Okay, you had a little flu.
Missed a whole week.
That was almost
got me
year.
Bad.
But other than that.
The other 51 weeks, I was able to make it in here.
Yeah, coming up in January, the first part of January, we're gonna celebrate 20 years. 20 years that I've been here, so that means 20 years that you and I have been working together.
Yeah, you started working here early. In
January of 1998. It's been
20 years with the firm,
It's been interesting. It's like my second career in radio. I was out for a couple of years doing other business. And somebody said, and I lost that job, and then Jack Oliver said, you need to be back in radio. Come on over here. So that's what we did.
Well, I'm glad Jack did
that. I'll tell you what, the second career after 25 years and then now coming another 20, it's been pretty doggone good.
Nice.
KNSS has been in good to me as far as my career is concerned, and yours too, I think. All right, it's 7:53 now with Steve and Ted. Today is Pledge of Allegiance Day, Ted.
Pledge of Allegiance Day.
Yeah, Congress formally recognized the Pledge of Allegiance on December 28th, 1945. That's how young
right
the pledge
is. Right after the war was over. Yeah.
Thought to have been written by Francis Bellamy, the Pledge of Allegiance was published anonymously by a magazine for young people, The Youth's Companion, and was written into celebration of the 400th anniversary in 1892 of the discovery of America.
All right.
The words "under God" were added by Congress on June 14th, 1954. That was in response to the anti-communist opinion sweeping the country during the Cold War. So, and I grew up in public school, so where we started the day, in grade school at least, we started the day with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, we did too.
And the Lord's Prayer.
We did the Lord's
Prayer in schools in those days. So it's not unheard of to have a prayer in public schools, but...
It is now.
Yeah, in those days, that's okay. Nobody got their shorts twisted about it. It's the way we started our day. All right, so the Pledge of Allegiance Day. I pledge allegiance. We all, when we were kids, I pledge of allegiance. No, you pledge allegiance. anyway, Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge Allegiance Day here in America.
All right.
7:54 now. Coming up at 8 o'clock for KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about shots fired during a robbery in South Wichita. And winter has arrived in earnest. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.